In Parshas Chukas, we learn about the death of Miriam HaNeviah. And the Gemara in Tanya explains to us that with the death of Miriam, so we lost the Be'er Mayim, the Be'er Shem Miriam left us. As the Gemara in Daf Tes explains to us, that B'zechus, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, we were given three matanos in the Midbar, the Be'er, the Anan, and the Mon. The Be'er came B'zechus Miriam, the Amun Anan, the cloud, came B'zechus Aaron, and the Mon came B'zechus Moshe. How do we know? Because when Miriam dies in this week's parasha, Mesa Miriam, Nistalek HaBe'er, the Be'er, the well of water, left us. As it says, Vatamash Shem Miriam, Miriam died. And right afterwards it says, L'hoya Mayim La'eda, there's no water. So the Be'er Mayim came, B'zuchus Miriam HaNeviah. But there's another Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Pei Vav Mabez that tells us that the Be'er Mayim came, B'zuchus Avram Avinu. The Gemara there tells us that when Avram Avinu was hosting the guests, the Malachim in Parshas Vayera, Komasha Os Avram the Malachi Asharis Ba'atzma, anything that Avram himself did, he served the Malachim on his own, personally. So then also Kadosh Baruch Hu Levan of Ba'atzma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu served us in the Midbar directly. And Komasha Os Avram Ayide Shliach, that which Avram only sent and offered the Malachim, the guests, through a Shliach, through Yishmael. So then, so to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Levanav Yidei Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Shliach to serve us in the Midbar. What does this mean? So when it comes to El Bakar Atz Avram, that Avram ran to get the Bakar, to get the meat, so V'ruach Nasa Meis Hashem, Hashem brought the slav. And it says, Vayika Chemach V'chalav, and Avram got the butter, and he got the milk for the Malachim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them on directly from Shemayim. Hinini mamtir lachem lechem in Hashemayim. And so on. When it came to Avram giving water to Malachim, v'yukach nomat mayim, and water was taken. Not that Avram took, but it was taken. Avram sent a shliach. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a shliach to give them water. Namely, Moshe Benu hit the rock. Moshe was the shliach. But the overall idea of the water being brought to Am Yisrael came b'zuchus Avram. Avram gave water to Malachim, and so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Mayim water to us in the Midbar. So asks the Marsha, did the Be'er Mayim come b'zuchus Miriam like the Gemara in Tainus, or did it come b'zuchus Avram like the Gemara Bav Metzia? So the Marsha says that had it only been b'zuchus Avram, so it would only would have been l'fisha only momentarily. But now it became b'zuchus Miriam, it lasted all 40 years of the Midbar. That's the Marsha's answer. The Torah Tmima says there's no stira, Avram and Miriam. Miriam is a descendant of Avram. It was all through Avram and through Miriam together in combination. But I want to share with you a remarkable Shem Shmuel. A remarkable Shem Shmuel with a powerful, important, deep message. The Shem Shmuel explains that in fact there were two nisim that took place. There was one nis that the rock became soft, it became like a sponge, and water was able to come out. And the second was the fact that there was water inside the rock, that there was a spring inside the rock. So one is that there was a makor mayim, there was a ma'ayon, a spring inside, and number two is that the hard shell of the rock was soft to allow it to pass through. So it says the Shem Shmuel, there are a number of proofs throughout the Psukim, but I'll bring just a couple of them. The pasuk we say in Hallel, we say Hahovchi Yatzura Agamayim Chalamish L'Maynamayim. Hahovchi Yatzura Agamayim, that the tzur, the rock, was turned to an agamayim, to a swamp. Says the Shem Shmuel, that was the fact that the rock, the hard shell, the rock became soft like a sponge, like mud. And Chalamish, which also means rock, L'Maynamayim. The Chalamish was a mayan. There was a makor. There was a spring inside. So there was a spring inside and also became agamayim, a swamp mud, to allow the water to pass through. These two parts of the pasuk indicate these two different nisim, these two miracles. And right before this pasuk, we say in that same kapitel, in Tehillim, in Hallel, Milifnei Adon Chol Yaretz, Milifnei Elokei Yaakov. Milifnei Adon Chol Yaretz means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was an Adon. He was a master of the Chol Yaretz, of the sand, of the earth, of the dirt. They turn the rock into dirt, into sand to make it soft. And Milifnei Elokei Yaakov, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Hashem, the God of Yaakov, had the ability, creates something new. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Shem Hashem, with his name, a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Mayan inside. So it was both Milifnei Adon Chol Yaretz, he made the rock into dirt, and he also made it into a makor, a source, through Shem Hashem, into a Mayan, into a water. And both Avram and Miriam contributed to this miracle. Avram was able to contribute to it being a be'er, to be a well, to have a hole, to access the water. And Miriam made it into a makor, into a mayon itself, to a source of water. Perhaps we could say that there's a remez here. The name Avram has the letters be'er inside. The beis, aleph, and resh are found in the name Avram. And the name Miriam has the letters mem, yud, mem, mayon. Miriam provided the mayim. It was Bezuchus Miriam that made this rock into a mayim of water. And it was Bezuchus Avram that made it into a be'er, to have a hole, to have an access point of that water. Embedded in this idea, in this very, very nice Ashrei Mishmul answering this contradiction between the Gemaras, is a powerful message. A powerful message embedded here inside this beautiful Ashrei Mishmul. The be'er mayim represents every single child. It represents every single student. It represents every single individual. There's a hidden spring inside each one of us. There's a hidden wellspring waiting to overflow. Through love, through care, through warmth and sensitivity, we can trigger that spring to flow, to induce the kedusha, to emerge, and the potential to realize by being soft, by turning the hard shell, the rock outside, into something soft, into something love, full of love and warmth. It could allow that water that's embedded inside. Milifnei Adon Chol Yaretz, Milifnei Elokei Yaakov. The Gemara in Yuma tells us that in the times of Mashiach, there's going to be a spring flowing from the Kodesh Kedoshim inside the holiest place, inside the most hidden place, which represents the Kodesh Kedoshim of each person. There's going to be a spring that's going to flow from the Kodesh Kedoshim, showing the world the love, the Kedusha. It's going to get bigger and bigger. And that Kodesh Kedoshim not only represents the Kodesh Kedoshim on Har Bayis, in the base of Migdash, in the Bayis Shlishi, but also represents the Kodesh Kedoshim inside each one of us. When we be zocha to that day, to see that day soon, v'mheira v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.